had a, it was a huge round stone, and you pedaled it by foot, and you sat on it and you grow water. It wasn't water, yeah, they were water stones, but, old grindstone. That ends the word for it. Old little foot pedal grindstones. You sit on and sharpen your axe on. Hone your axe. And they weren't whetstones. Whetstones are hand stones. I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember what they're called.
Have you ever heard those called grind rocks?
What?
Grind rocks.
Grind rocks. Yeah, I've heard them called grind rocks, but most of the time they're just grindstones.
What kind of lights did you have when you were very young?
Electric lights.
Mm-hmm. How about your parents? What?
They had oil lamps.
What did they burn?
They burned after dusk.
What did they use for fuel?
Oh, they used coal oil. We weren't in the part where they used whale oil. They used coal oil. Mm-hmm. Or kerosene. Most of the time it was called coal oil.
Now, is there a difference between coal oil and kerosene?
None that I know of.
What was it when you were a boy to you?
Coal oil.
And then lately it's become kerosene.
Well, later, after I got up to the age when I found out the difference, it was kerosene. Mm-hmm. I used to use coal oil for all kinds of snake bites, scratches, mm-hmm. one thing or another.
Yeah, I heard of a man who was bitten, well, he was a boy then, he was bitten by a rattlesnake, I think. And they called the doctor. They must have had telephones then, because they did telephone me. He said, fill a tub with coal oil, and he went afoot, just get him standing there. And he just stood there and stood there and stood there and stood there, and they brought him a chair and still soaked his foot. The doctor came, and parents were very irate because he took so long. He said, well, I couldn't have done anything better.
I've heard of that. Well,
when did your mother put her coins in? This would change the subject somewhat.
Well, she used to have a cookie jar, or a cracker jar, or an old bowl in the cupboard that she kept her money in.
And if she was going downtown, what would she put her coins in?
In her purse. In her hand purse. That used to be her hand purse. They later became the handbags. But she always put her, carried her cosmetics and everything like that in her hand purse.
Did she wear any ornament on her arm?
Bracelets. Or, that's about all, I think.
When she cooked, did she wear something over her dress so it didn't get splattered?
She had her house apron.
And was it common when you were a boy for women to carry a thing over their heads to shield them from the sun?
And they had old bonnets.
You still see those around.
Every once in a while you still see women in the field with bonnets.
Mm-hmm. I had a pastor woman who was going about 30 miles an hour, I guess, and she had one on. And she couldn't see for sour apples. She almost ruined the sleeping off
more
the road.
Blinders.
Yeah. I don't know how old she was. She might have been 12. What did your mother put over her head if she were, or have to put over her head if it was raining, she was going downtown?
Parasol.
What would that be called today? Same thing?
Same thing.
Did she have any ornaments that she'd wear around her throat?
Oh, yes, I've got them now. They call those